Welcome to Chip Chat, an interview series that connects you with technology experts around the issues that industry is focused on today. And now your host, Allison Klein.
Welcome to Chip Chat. My name is Allison Klein. Today we're here with a new guest, Regine Skillern. Welcome to the program, Regine.
Thanks for having me, Allison.
Regine, you work in the Server Platform Group. Can you tell us what your role is?
My title is Director of Marketing for Cloud Computing. I focus on Intel's external positioning and messaging in the market, as well as positioning of our products for cloud infrastructures and cloud deployments.
Can you give me a sense of what cloud computing is and where you get excited about this particular technology trend?
Sure. There is an architecture change that's happening, and it's an evolution from a lot of technologies that we're very familiar with, whether it's virtualization or grid computing or internet protocols and the evolution of the internet service provider space. But these underlying attributes, these cloud-like attributes that enable these architectures that have shared resources pooled that can seamlessly scale, where users pay only for what they need when they need it, that kind of evolution in the architecture is really what is exciting, and that's what we call a cloud architecture.
How does an IP data center differ from a typical enterprise data center that some of our listeners might be comfortable with imagining?
A lot of it is due to size. When you're deploying 5,000 or 10,000 servers at a time, you're going to make your purchases different. A lot of times it's a very homogeneous set of infrastructure. It's highly optimized around power efficiency. The data center design is usually built and designed from the ground up around maximizing the power efficiency. So you have a different set of requirements when you're building these massively scalable data centers. Therefore, your data center looks different.
Now, do you think, in Intel's view, do we see a vision where there are massive data centers that are public entities like the IP data centers that you've just been describing, and that companies will no longer have data centers? Or is there a hybrid model that we see?
I think a lot of people speculate on this. I think my personal opinion is that there's going to be a hybrid. I think there's always things that businesses are going to want to keep core in-house, mm-hmm. their core intellectual property, the thing that differentiates them from their competition, the thing that differentiates their products and makes them them. I think they're going to want to keep that type of IT in-house. So I don't necessarily see in the near future or in the next few years where we would outsource all of our IT to these service providers, because it makes sense from a number of strategic perspectives and security perspectives to keep your core IP in-house.
So what type of workloads actually make good candidates for moving to an IPDC or a public cloud?
If a business is looking to outsource some of their IT to the cloud and they're looking for either a platform as a service provider or infrastructure as a service provider, they should actually look at the type of application that's running. Let's say it's an HR suite or social networking or a travel tool that they want to outsource. Then what they would be looking at is, one, cost to deploy and savings, and what type of quality service are they going to get from the service provider. But actually what makes that application run well in some of these environments is the way it was written from the outset. Is it a scalable workload? Does it adapt well to a virtualized environment? Is it tied or deeply integrated into legacy systems that are currently on site that you can't separate? There are some people who will take their legacy code and rewrite it for a scale-out type environment or this type of environment, but a lot of people will probably look at their newer development or upcoming development and assess, hey, does this make sense to put in the cloud now?
So what is Intel uniquely delivering to the cloud from a standpoint of technology contribution?
Well, what's exciting is, along with the momentum building around the cloud, Intel's also released our latest generation microprocessor for the server family, which brings with it a lot of robust capabilities around energy efficiency and virtualization and power management, which are directly applicable to cloud infrastructures and environments.
I don't think anybody can not be aware of the world's economic environment right now and the challenges that companies are facing within this economic environment. Does cloud play a particular role in how companies are meeting their computing challenges?
Absolutely. I think one of the reasons why there has been a lot of momentum behind cloud computing is because of the economic benefits. Rapid deployment. There's a reduction in your capital expenditure because you're spending your money on services and outsourcing versus buying that equipment in-house. So you can shift some of that investment spending into the cloud, have somebody else manage, and that enables some businesses to then focus on their own operational excellence and their own application development.
So, Regine, thank you very much for coming on the program and talking to us and introducing this cloud computing phenomenon. I look forward to having you back to tell us more as this area of technology continues to develop.
Thank you. I enjoyed it.